Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. So this morning, I wake up early every day. So I'm awake, it's early, and I got my breakfast, got my parfait, love my yogurt, love my granola, it's good stuff. And I get this ping from my information security Brady Bunch. Get this ping, and it's a friend of mine in Europe. People say, hey, Wolf, why do you have friends in Europe? I say, hey, because you're not awake at 4 in the morning. Who am I going to talk to? So this friend of mine contacts me from the Information Security Brady Bunch, and he says, look, we got this email. What should the response be? And I read through it, and immediately I'm like, this is a scam. This is a well-known scam. I recognize this. Here's some links. Here's some information. The way the scam works is it's all around DNS. And say you register a domain. That information is public, of course. And then the scammers get that and they email you and say, oh, we are from blah, blah, blah country. In this case, it was Asia. We're from the, you know, Asia DNS folks. And we need to prove that you're really you before we can issue this domain. There's been a conflict, a competing claim. Please contact us. You contact us and of course it's like, oh, to prove you're really you, give us your credit card or your banking information. And you can imagine where it goes from there. Very well-known scam. I got it. 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, when I updated and registered the .com. I used to be just jwgorlick.us, now I'm jwgorlick.com. When I registered the .com, someone reached out to me. I had a lot of fun. I'm like, here's my information. They're like, sir, we can't confirm that this bank information isn't working. I'm like, that's weird. Why don't you give me yours and I can confirm back? It was a good couple days as we exchanged some emails. But this has me thinking about DNS in general. And as we know, scamming and phishing is very prevalent everywhere, and DNS is no exception. So there's a DNS scam when you register. There's also DNS hijacking, where someone tries to get into your account by guessing your credentials, or resetting your password, or they simply call up GoDaddy or Register.com or whoever and pretend to be you and get the information reset that way. And the minute they've got that DNS information, they change the IP address, and now they've hijacked your whole website. We've seen this happen a number of times where major organizations have had their websites compromised through the DNS provider itself. So what can you do in that regards? Well, one, obviously, if anyone emails you saying they're trying to confirm something about DNS or any other things, Google it, check for known frauds. Two, if someone is trying to get into your website, via the DNS portal and resetting it by the DNS provider, again, register, GoDaddy, you name it. Make sure that that portal is trusted. I'll leave it up to you to Google and figure out who's the trusted ones. That varies, and I'm not going to make any recommendations. But make sure they're trusted. Make sure they have two-factor authentication and enable that two-factor authentication so that no one can get into your account. Also, confirm that they do have good security procedures in place for handling those phone calls. The way a lot of that will work is security questions, or again, if you get two-factor authentication, texting a message to you where you then read that code back. So those are some of the things to think about with DNS, some ways to protect yourself from your website being hacked or your banking credentials being phished via the DNS system. Have a good one.